4:16, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. So, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on the Wiki Corner?
Well, in the year 2021, you might have missed this news, but the world officially got a new ocean.
We got a new one?
I mean, it had always been there, but it was now recognized as a new fifth ocean.
Okay. Yes. So there were four oceans last I knew.
Yeah. Now there's five.
Now there's all five.
Yeah. So on June 8th of 2021, which happens to be World Oceans Day, the National Geographic Society, which is one of the world's preeminent and most visible map-making groups, officially decreed the existence of a fifth ocean. And it's called the Southern Ocean.
Sounds nice.
And the body of water's recognition by National Geographic aims to promote conservation and awareness to the fragile ecosystem there.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So the Southern Ocean encircles Antarctica and is regarded as the second smallest of the five principal oceanic divisions. It's smaller than the Pacific, Atlantic, and Indian Oceans, but larger than the Arctic Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And it covers approximately 1/16 of Earth's total ocean area.
So when they did this, so I've looked at it on a map. It is like the bottom part of the Earth, really.
Yeah.
Because Antarctica is right there in the middle, but it's like the dome, the area around it. So all the other oceans have to forfeit ocean square footage?
I guess so.
That's terrible.
Yeah. So the term Southern Ocean had been used to describe the waters at the bottom of the world since they were first seen by the Spanish explorer Vasco de Balboa early in the 16th century, and its use continued as oceans became vital routes for international communications and trade in the centuries that followed.
Mm-hmm.
The Southern Ocean, geologically the youngest of the oceans, was formed when Antarctica and South America moved apart, opening the Drake Passage roughly 30 million years ago. The Southern Ocean has typical depths of between 13,000 and 16,000 feet over most of its extent, with only limited areas of shallow water, and it has the greatest depth of 23,740 feet.
So it's safe to dive pretty much anywhere in that
ocean.
But
I don't know if you'd, I mean, you'd have to have one heck of a wetsuit, I think. It's pretty cold.
Probably chilly, yeah. Right. Good point.
So the icebergs that form each year around the Southern Ocean hold enough fresh water to meet the needs of every person on Earth for several months.
That's wonderful.
And for several decades, there have been proposals, none yet to be feasible or successful, to tow Southern Ocean icebergs to more arid regions like Australia, where they can be harvested.
Wouldn't they melt on the way there when it got warmer?
You would think, yeah.
I'm no scientist.
And some of these icebergs are, I mean, massive. So I'm not sure how you would go about towing them.
You'd need at least two boats, I think. At least two boats. We're going to need a bigger boat.
You need a bigger boat.
We're going to pull that iceberg to Australia.
Yes.
Yeah, that's an undertaking.
Yeah. So while the Southern is the second smallest ocean, it contains the unique and highly energetic Antarctic Circumpolar Current, which moves perpetually eastward and comprises the world's longest ocean current.
Oh.
A variety of marine animals exist and rely directly or indirectly on the phytoplankton in the Southern Ocean. Antarctic sea life includes penguins, blue whales, orcas, colossal squids, not giant squids, but colossal squids.
Those are bigger.
And fur seals.
Fur seals,
yeah. The rocky shores of mainland Antarctica and its offshore islands provide nesting space for over 100 million birds every spring.
That's wonderful.
So a French explorer and environmentalist named Jean-Louis Etienne recently announced that he had invented a floating lab specifically designed for studying the Southern Ocean. His creation, nicknamed the Polar Pod, doesn't have a motor and will float in the water at a slow speed in order to orbit Antarctica and gather data. And he's aiming to complete and then deploy the Polar Pod by 2024. So maybe we'll learn more about our newest ocean.
I hope he's got a heater in that. Yeah, you don't even think much about the oceans, right? We think here about the Atlantic and the Pacific Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
There's the Indian Ocean. There's the other ocean.
Arctic
Ocean. And you just think all is well with the world. And then suddenly, boom, they spring a fifth ocean on you. And you're
right.
Wow. Wasn't expecting that at all.
Right.
And it's way off down there, so we can't even go see it easy.
I don't think you'd want to.
It probably looks like the other ones, I'm guessing, right?
I would think so.
Blue.
Cold.
Wet.
Colder.
Yeah, colder. All right. You picked out a record to go along with the Southern Ocean, did you?
Yeah. So I thought we would play The Enchanted Sea by The Islanders.
Oh, this does sound very, foghorn. Hey, Sarah, thank you.
You're welcome.
So much. That is so nautical. The Islanders, The Enchanted Sea. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about our newest ocean, which the National Geographic Society officially announced in 2021, which is the Southern Ocean.
There you go. Worth a visit if you're in the area. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Go.
Okay, the Southern Ocean is the second smallest ocean.
Icebergs in the Southern Ocean hold enough fresh water to meet the needs of every person on Earth for months.
And the Southern Ocean comprises the world's longest ocean current.
There you go. There you go.
I'd
now
like to
know
if they could ever come up with a plan to move those icebergs ever for use in other places.
Who's the Tesla guy?
Elon.
Elon.
Get Elon on that.
That seems like something
he would
do.
If he can go to space, he can move an iceberg, right?
Exactly. How hard can it
come
be?
Come on.
How hard can it be? all right, folks, want to learn more about the Southern Oceans here. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, right there on the homepage, there is a link that will take you there, and you can recap everything we talked about.
Well worth a visit. Do you have photos up there of your visit to the Southern Ocean, or no?
No, my camera froze, so I couldn't take any pictures.
Okay. And you did, by the way, supplement your Wikipedia research with other sources today as well. No?
You weren't supposed to,
I wasn't supposed to say
spill
that?
My secret. No, I'm just kidding.
Sorry.
I did just a little.
Okay, just a little.
Just
here and there.
Here and there.
Okay. All right. Enough said. Thank
Too
you.
Too much said.
I'm sorry.
Too much said.
Okay. Come back tomorrow. I won't screw up. Promise. We'll continue and wrap up our theme with good things that happened in 2021. Can I go home? This is just a day.
This is what happens when you turn 45,
this
I think.
This is a day.
This is what happens.
It's so immediate.
Yeah, I guess. I don't
right
know.
Out.
I'm not there yet, so I don't know.
All right. Get out of here. Thank you, Sarah. Back tomorrow.
Yes.
All right, we'll continue traffic and weather next on Legends 102.7.